I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. In many places across the country, theater companies are opening their post-corona lockdown seasons outside. Taking a show outside has its own risks. Consider the biggest and oldest horticultural event in America, the Philadelphia Flower Show. It's on right now in a huge Philly park and sometimes broiling under the sun or delayed by lightning and pelting rain. Still, people flock to the show, whose sponsors considered the risks even scarier had it been planned for its usual convention center confines. The same risk comes this summer for theater companies raring to go outdoors, from Phoenix to Sarasota, from St. Louis to Ivins, Utah. LA's Fountain Theater is building a new theater in a parking lot. Lincoln Center is creating outdoor performance spaces on its plaza. Then, on August 4th, will be the first to open inside on Broadway with previews for a play called Passover. The Public Theater will resume Shakespeare in Central Park with a version of The Merry Wives of Windsor at the open-air Delacorte. And New York Classical Theater, which always plays in several parks, resumes with a King Lear adaptation. One theater company will produce on Roosevelt Island and another in Meatpacking District storefront windows, where the audience will listen on headsets from the sidewalk. Theater is returning, but before we go back in, we're going out. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.